It's a warm and moderately humid Friday across eastern New York and western New England. Temperatures this afternoon have moved up into the 80s in most areas, and our dew points are running mainly in the low to mid 60s, which means that it does feel humid, though it's definitely not oppressive this afternoon. And if you're looking for some relief, dew points are quite a bit lower in some of the higher elevations, so it's a situation like we typically see. It's a little bit less hot, and in this case, also a little bit less humid across the mountains this afternoon. So if you're looking for a bit of a break, just climb up one of the mountains, you'll be all set. All right, well, moving ahead, we are going to see some more humidity come back into our area as we go through the weekend. It'll be kind of a small step up in the humidity department tonight into tomorrow. So still quite humid moving through tonight into Saturday, and then we'll take a bigger step into the oppressive category for tomorrow night into Sunday. So the humidity levels will ramp up through the weekend, and with the increase in humidity, we will also increase our chances for some showers and thunderstorms. There's just a small chance of a pop-up shower or storm during the day tomorrow, and tomorrow will be the pick of the weekend, because on Sunday, with more humidity around and an approaching front, we have the potential to see showers and thunderstorms and some locally heavy rainfall on Sunday into Sunday night. So things go a little bit downhill weather-wise over the weekend, but once that shower threat passes Sunday night into Monday, we're looking at some nice, refreshing air coming into our area. Dew point temperatures will be quite low early next week, so we'll have a little bit of a fall preview across the area as we kick off next work week. Now, a quick check of the tropics this afternoon, where Tropical Storm Fiona is still well out in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. The storm poses no threat to land at this time. There's also another area that's being monitored for potential tropical development, but right now, none of these areas of low pressure pose any threat to land. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear with areas of dense fog, low 56 to 64. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, chance of a passing thunderstorm, hot and humid, high in the 80s to around 90. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear with areas of dense fog, low 56 to 64. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, chance of a passing thunderstorm, hot and humid, high in the 80s to around 90. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear with areas of dense fog, low in the 60s. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, chance of a passing thunderstorm, hot and humid, with highs in the 80s to around 90. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear with areas of dense fog, low 58 to 66. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, chance of a passing thunderstorm, hot and humid, high in the 80s to around 90. Region-wide on Sunday, variably to mostly cloudy with scattered showers and storms with some heavy rain possible, highs in the 80s, and on Monday a mix of clouds and sun, cooler and less humid, with highs in the 70s to around 80. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.